Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, "Some of that stuff wasn't junk"? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I am quite excited to be on the radio today. It's been a fun week. I've got a fun week ahead of me as well. And I'm coming to you live from my latest toy, which is a Ford F-450 diesel crew cab 12-foot steak body truck. It takes a while to kind of explain what this vehicle is. But I'm having a blast with this. It is courtesy of Enterprise Rental Truck, and the price of this thing and the cost per mile is so low that I don't think I'm ever going to turn it back into them. I think I'm just going to try to keep it and use it because it does such a great job, and it's such a wonderful truck to be in. So I'm starting off the show this week with a shout-out to Enterprise Rental Truck in Gaithersburg, Maryland, for giving me this opportunity to rent this truck about a week ago when I called them and asked for a box truck that I could use. They didn't have any of those. They had a steak body truck, which is one of those trucks that looks like it kind of has a metal fence around the side of it, as compared to a box truck that would have enclosed top. So this is kind of an open truck, but boy, is it wonderful. It only has about 5,000 miles on it. It runs like a top, as you can imagine, and it's diesel, and I am just having a blast renting this truck and using it to make money. And so I'm just like a kid with a new vehicle, even though I don't own it. It's really a delight. So hats off also to the people at Ford that made this thing. I love the screen on the front of the truck that you can just, you know, do the Bluehost and your phone shows up on their screen. And consequently, I'm doing the show today through the audio system in the truck, which is the first time that I've done the show this way. So anyway, that's one of the things that's happening. The other thing is I got my buddy June here with me. June's a really good worker, and we have worked together many times for many years. We are headed back down to Fort Washington, Maryland, which coincidentally is going to take an hour and 15 minutes to get there, and this is a one-hour show. So this is perfect. I'll just be doing the show the whole time I'm driving, and if all of a sudden I go black, it's because I smashed into a pole or a car or something like that. But I think we'll be all right because I'm having so much fun just driving the truck. It'll be fun to see if somebody calls in while I'm on the air, because I think you'll probably hear that call. But, hey, I have no clue. We'll see. But in the meantime, I am headed to the freeway and headed back down, and the timing is going to be perfect because we will get there about 15 minutes after the show ends, so I can do the show while I'm driving 65 miles an hour from Maryland down into, I guess, Fort Washington, Maryland. I think I'm still in Maryland by the time I get there. But anyway, it's down by the National Harbor, the MGM National Harbor Resort, which is a great resort, and it's right off of the Potomac River. So we're having fun. The situation is a realtor named Kate referred us to a gentleman named Tom, whose parents both died, I think about a year ago, something like that. And this house now has been inherited by the two sons, Tom and his brother, and they've decided to just put it on the market and sell it as opposed to renting it out or whatever. So they, I met Tom down there today, and we took this truck down, and we did one load up. We got another half a truckload to do. It'll be about a $1,000 job. Tom's excited. We're excited. And everything is working well. We also just got back from the Montgomery County dump, where they have a great deal. They're putting in some new weigh scales. And so what they did was they figured out what the average cost of a truck this size is to dump the truck historically, and the answer was about $55. So you go in there with either a heavy load or a light load or a medium load, it doesn't really matter, and they just charge you a flat rate right up front of $55, and then you're done. So it's a win for you if you've got a big truck full of stuff, and especially if it's really heavy. It's a win for them if you have a lighter truckload of stuff, and they give you the option to weigh in and then weigh out if you think you have a light load. But it's pretty slick and pretty convenient. It's an easy way to do stuff. So anyway, I'm having fun with that. The truck drives beautifully. I did a job last, just to give you an example, we have done historically hundreds of jobs, maybe thousands of jobs, for Groupon by offering a quarter of a truckload of junk removal for $99, which is normally $229. On this radio station, if you call in 888-627-6008, you can purchase, because they'll let me know, and then I will contact you after the show, you can purchase a quarter truckload of junk removal for $79. That's the best price that we have out there, and it's only exclusive to people in the Washington, D.C. area who call the show and just leave your name and number with our producer, Don, and then he'll give me the information afterwards. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. If you want to get a pickup truck load of junk removal, normally $229, you can get it for $79 by calling the show. One more time, 888-627-6008. You have to live, or at least the job has to be done, in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. So I'm having a lot of fun with this truck. I've only had it a week. Last week on Thursday, I finished up with some work at about noon. I had a call from some people who came down from Canada. A husband and wife team came down from Canada to help her dad declutter his garage. And this guy used to be in the candy business, and so in his garage, he had a whole bunch of stainless steel containers, rectangular sized containers, about 6 inches wide and about 1 to 2 feet long. He must have had 50 of them, 60 of them, something like that. We loaded up all of those. They paid us $400 to go over and do the job. And then we took the stainless steel and a bunch of other metal, like a lawnmower and some other stuff, over to the scrap metal yard. But because we had about 600 pounds, I think it was 500 pounds of stainless steel, we ended up getting about $270 extra for the scrap metal that we took over and sold to the scrap metal yard. Sims Scrap Metal in Rockville, Maryland. So the $400 job plus $270 to get rid of the stuff. Now, see, that's what you want. You want people paying you to take their stuff, and then you want other people paying you to throw it off your truck and give it to them. That's the idea. You get paid twice. So that was a $670 job. We could not have done that job, as we've done many of these Groupon jobs, by running around with a pickup truck. We needed three or four pickup trucks to do that job, but this truck that I rented did the deal. the rate, just so you know, $90 a day. I have rented trucks in the past from these guys, bigger trucks, box trucks, those stuff. I've rented them for $110, $120 a day, plus about $30 for kind of mandatory insurance. And then they, you know, there's usually a mileage charge, 20 to 25 cents a mile, something like that. I don't remember exactly what that is. This truck is $90 a day and 14 cents a mile. So it is a thrill to operate it, and I seriously am thinking I'm just going to keep, now that I've got it, I don't think I'm going to turn it back in. I think I'm just going to keep renting it and keep using it because of the amount of money that it's making, even after the cost of renting the truck. So it's a great feeling to hop in a 2024, basically brand new Ford truck, and all you have to do is figure out how to make about $120 a day using it, and the truck pays for itself. And anything you make above that is gravy. So on day one, I went out, and in fact, maybe it was day two, but last Thursday, I went out and made almost $700. It worked out to be about 2 hours, something like that. Well, that pays for the truck for about a week, and it just keeps going. So anyway, I'm having a blast driving this vehicle, and lots of power, all the latest stuff and technology, et cetera, including the option of using Bluetooth so that I can talk to you and do the radio show through the audio system of the truck. Now, speaking of vehicles, here's another one. About 4 months ago, a lady in Virginia, a lady flew here from Flagstaff, Arizona, because her mother needed to move out of a home that she had been renting for quite a few years in Sterling, Virginia, I think is where it was. Maybe Herndon. Let's say it's Herndon, Virginia. And the lady had lots of stuff. She kind of collected and held on to lots of stuff. Well, sitting in the back of the house, and the driveway behind the house, was a Chevy Trailblazer SUV with a flat right front tire. And it had been sitting there for 4 years, not driven, was not registered, no license plates on it. It belonged to the son, and the son decided he didn't want the vehicle anymore. So the daughter from Flagstaff asked me if we could help with that vehicle as well. I said, yes, we'll have to charge a little bit extra because we'll have to get it towed from Virginia back to Maryland. And then, you know, if we sell it, you would get some money. If we donate it, you'd get a donation slip, you know, et cetera. But we got to find out what kind of shape it's in first. Well, apparently the best offer she had been given was $100 from one of these companies that buys your car. And then they turn around and take it to a scrap metal yard. But she was required to get the car from where it was over to them. It can't be driven. It's got a flat tire. The battery is dead. It's been sitting for 4 years. So we ended up paying some money to get it picked up, brought it over to Maryland, paid some more money to get it inspected. The mechanic says because it's been sitting for 4 years, the brakes are all rusted. You've got to get new brakes all the way around. You've got to get new windshield wipers, and you've got to change the oil. If you do that, it will pass inspection. No mechanical problems with it whatsoever. Tires look brand new. Been sitting in the sun for 4 years. Needs to be cleaned up, obviously. Interior looks pretty darn good. Truck has, or the vehicle has 160,000 miles on it. It's a 2007. So I did a little research and found out that the value of this is anywhere from about $1,000 to about $3,000, depending on the mileage and depending on what kind of shape it's in. This one, it turns out, they told me they thought it had a problem with the gas gauge. Gas gauge has worked fine. No problem there. The check engine light is on. I don't know why. I haven't stopped to have that looked at, but they would have noticed that during the inspection. So I don't think there's any big deal there. It runs like a top. It is so quiet and so smooth. And I bought a battery. The first thing I did for it was buy a battery just so we could start it up to see what it sounds like. And I did that while it was still on her property, and it sounded fabulous. And so, you know, it's just a really fun thing to bring this vehicle back, and then you have to get it registered, et cetera. It sat for about 3 months unregistered where I live, just in the parking lot, while I'm doing my business and getting other stuff done. Finally, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I got it registered, and every day I'm doing like one little thing to restore it and make it even better. I bought a $7 container of wax / cleaner from the auto store, and I just, the first day I went to the passenger side door and I rubbed on the wax and I let it sit for about 10 minutes and then I wiped it off, and boy did it look better. And I just, every day I did another little section of the car, made my way around the car. I've taken it over to the hand wash, car wash, where I can spray off the wheels. The wheels have been kind of mucky. I got some sticky stuff on there and some just dirt and other stuff. So I'm trying to clean off the rims of the tire or of the wheels. I bought some, I can't remember what it's, I'm going to call it wet tire or tire wet, something like that. It's a spray that you spray on the tires, and it kind of restores the deep black color of the tires. It just makes them look newer. So I hit it with that every once in a while. And I pretty much just go around and clean it up. Today, I went into Home Depot, and the windshield wipers, because it's been sitting in the sun, the windshield wipers are supposed to be black, meaning the metal arm that you connect the rubber to, but they're grayish and they're faded. And so I actually found a $6 paint pen that's black that I can basically, it's like taking a magic marker and just coloring the metal black again. I don't have to take it apart. I don't have to use spray paint or anything else. I can just take the pen and rub it on the arm of the windshield wipers, and whammo, I'll have nice clean windshield wipers again. It's that stuff. It's the little stuff that I'm doing every day to make this thing, you know, put this thing back into great shape. And it's inexpensive and an awful lot of fun. I'm going to take a break here for about a minute. We'll do a commercial real quick, and then I'll come back and tell you more about what's been going on in the world of junk removal and why I'm having such a good time. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, cruising down the freeway in Montgomery County, Maryland. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. This is your host, Alan Cook, driving on the freeway in Maryland. It's called the Intercounty Connector. I'm headed over to I-95, Interstate 95, which will take me south to Interstate 495, which will take me around the east side of Washington, D.C., down to Fort Washington, Maryland, where my buddy June and I are cleaning out a shed, and we already cleaned out the garage of a home that has been put up for sale. It's sold, and now the owners have to be out of it by the 18th of this month. They've already moved out of it. The furniture and everything is gone. All they're waiting for now is just to get the shed cleaned out and a few miscellaneous things. Their realtor, so that's what we're doing. The guy's name is Tom. He's a really nice guy. And he drives, by the way, a 2002 BMW. I can't remember. I think it's a 310C, but I'm not sure. 330C, I'm not sure what the what the model number is, but it's in great shape and it looks fabulous. So he appreciates a good car as well. But anyway, we are having fun. I've been talking about my new used SUV, a Chevy Trailblazer that I have, that has come into my hands. It was thrown away at a hauling job. I told you that the lady originally was offered $100 for it because she had to get it towed from Herndon, Virginia over to someplace. And then those guys would give her $100 and then they would probably turn it in as scrap metal and make $500 or $600 on it or something. That's my guess. So I spent some money getting new brakes, getting new windshield wipers, getting it inspected, putting a new battery in it, just the basic stuff, and then getting the oil changed. And if I put it up for sale, I have to get about $1,100 back in order to cover what I paid to get it in past inspection. So I went to gimmethevin.com, and I put it in there and told them about it, and they can check up on it. And this is after it passed inspection and after the work was done. So they would have known that I had just spent some money to get it in good shape. And the offer came back at $1,100. So had I done that, I would have gotten my money back. I wouldn't have made anything. And the lady wouldn't have made anything because there wouldn't be anything left over for her. So the value to me was keep the car. It's in great shape. Just keep working on it and fix it up, make it look nicer and nicer, and give her more than $100. And so I just went back to her and said, how about I just give you $300 for the car? That's triple what you would have made. You don't have to mess around with it at all. I'll just keep it and use it to deliver, like, you know, small items that somebody buys from our hauling job. I can put it in the back of an SUV and deliver it, so I can just use it that way. Plus, I can use it for just personal stuff. Well, she was delighted with that. She thanked me a couple of times for just taking it off their hands. When they originally asked me about it, they gave me the signed title, and I went in and got it registered, and whammo, I now have an SUV that I'm very proud of. So drove it to church on Sunday and drove it to Bible study last night and stuff. So anyway, it's just a lot of fun. But the fun part about it, the real fun part to me, is every day trying to just do some little thing to make it look better. I paid a few bucks to buy some kind of stuff, some white bottle of stuff that you squeeze out a little bit on a rag, and then you go to the rubber parts of the car in between the bumper and the body of the car. You got some of this black rubber stuff that fades in the sun when it's been sitting for 4 years. You rub this stuff on it and it restores the fresh, clean black color to it, and it looks new again. So see, that's the fun, is taking something that looks like crap and make it look exceptional without spending a lot of money to do it. And the turnaround of seeing what, you know, what you can do is fabulous. I was in Home Depot yesterday looking for a hands-free buffer, you know, so I can buff the car and really shine it up. They have one in Home Depot. It's a, Ryobi, R-Y-O-B-I, Ryobi, let's call it, hands-free buffer for like $59. So I've got my mind looking at that, unless somebody that we do a hauling job for throws away a buffer, but they won't throw away one that's an electric one because those are too new. But anyway, I'm just having a lot of fun doing it. The floor mats that I've got in the car, the SUV, were thrown away from a hauling job recently that we did. They are not Chevy floor mats, but they're cleaner than what was in there, and they're black. And I went, okay, that works. So I've temporarily put some new mats in it without having to pay for them. And that kind of an approach of just trying to make this thing look special and better is an awful lot of fun. I told some people the other day, the only thing better than buying a car and driving it is getting paid to take one. And every once in a while that happens to us in our business. And we love to take them, especially if we think we can put them to use. I've probably had at least a dozen cars go through my hands over the years. I still have four of these that I've held on to. Three of these, I guess, that I've held on to. But I've had many more than that go through my hands that I've ended up selling or donating. But it's just, it's a wonderful part of our business. So back to the house in Fort Washington, where we're cleaning out a shed, we're separating the metal and the wire from all the junk. We just made a run in this new Ford F-450 that I'm driving. We just made a run from the bottom of the beltway to the top of the beltway, which took us about 45 minutes midday to get there. It'll take us an hour and 15 minutes to get back. But we just made a run to the dump where we got rid of the junk. Then we turned around and went to the scrapyard, got about $100 for the metal that was on the back of the truck. So we've made an extra $100 off this job just from the scrap metal yard. If you have wire, pipes, old tools, small appliances, big appliances, any of that kind of stuff, and you want to make some extra money, just Google metal scrapyard near me and see, you know, where they are, call them up, make sure they buy scrap metal. And if you get your hands on stuff like copper or copper wire or brass or aluminum or stainless steel, all the better, because they'll pay you more for that stuff than they will for your toaster. Regular metal, in other words. So it's another way to just make some extra money. Sometimes you can drive around in a neighborhood on trash day and you'll see people that have put a refrigerator out there for pickup. You know, there are people that just drive around knowing when the trash days are in different neighborhoods and pick up all the metal that other people have put out on the street and then drive it over to the scrap metal yard and get paid for it. I do want to say something about one of the benefits of doing this kind of work. I'm 66 years old. The other day I took this truck down to Fairfax to a friend of mine who is a property manager for an apartment complex, and I haul away his scrap metal for free. He used to be the property manager of the apartment building that I lived in, and I did it for him for free there. I loaded by myself onto this truck five stainless steel refrigerator freezers. I loaded, I think, seven or eight compressors. Those things are about a foot and a half high. They look like a big football, really. It's kind of what they look like. But they weigh about the same weight as a goalpost. I mean, they're probably 80 pounds, each one of them, something like that. So I loaded those on. I loaded five refrigerators. I loaded two microwaves, two dishwashers, and did that by myself. And then drove it back to the scrap metal yard and got about $150 for it. And there you go. There's something to be said for doing physical work. And when I went to my high school reunion, my 45th high school reunion, which was about 3 years ago, this girl comes walking up to me halfway into the reunion and she said, "Hey, we've all been talking over here. We've decided that you are the least changed." Now, when you go to a high school reunion, especially 45 years after you were there, and they tell you that you've changed the least, that's the kind of comment you want. And I think a lot of it comes from just being physically active, enjoying what I do, and, you know, working your mind and your body all the time. It just is a fun thing to do. I'm going to shift gears for a second because part of this show talks about not only how to get the junk out of your home, but also how to get it out of your life. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, formerly kind of known as the Mormon Church, but we're not really using that name anymore for some really good reasons, I guess. But we're the guys that build temples around the world. We have about 300 of these around the world. We have a very big one in Washington, D.C., and the one that we're most known for was the one the pioneers built back in the 1800s. It took them 40 years to build this thing. It's right in the middle of downtown Salt Lake City. It's called the Salt Lake Temple. So in our religion, a temple is the most spiritual place you can go. It is not a meeting house. These temples are closed on Sunday. It's not where we go to have church services. It's where we go Tuesday through Saturday to perform what we call ordinances. They're kind of like sacraments, special ordinances for ourselves and for our ancestors, even for those people who have passed on, to help them meet some of the requirements that we feel like Jesus said people needed to meet in order to go back and live with God. But so I did a deal 7 years ago. In our church, they're always encouraging us, you know, take time, take an hour, 2 hours to go over to the temple and participate in some of these ordinances. And that's a good thing because we feel like, you know, you're in God's presence kind of a thing when you're there. It's the most sacred building around, in our opinion. And so we build these things all over the world. And I think we have about 190 of them right now that are up and running and operating. And we've got, I think it's 150 more that are being built right now. Now, can you imagine the money that it takes to do that? And you've got 150 of these things under construction. In 1974, when they built the one in Washington, D.C., they did it at a cost of about $20 million. So can you imagine 150 more of these and what it costs to build these things? They tell us that they're, you know, they're paid for in cash. They're not financed or anything. And just the cost of operating them and keeping the lights on and paying the utility bills is an enormous amount of money. But I bring this up because I set a goal to kind of, for my spiritual life, I set a goal back in January of 2017 to go to the temple twice a month. And nobody monitors how often you go. Nobody cares. They just encourage you to go. It's like going to Mecca, or it's like, if you're Jewish, it's like going to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. We just have 300 Wailing Walls around the world. That's kind of the idea. Or 300 Meccas around the world, not just one. And so I set a goal to go to the temple twice a month, and just to make it fun, to try to make it different temples. So we got about 90 of these in the United States. And last Thursday, after I made the money with this truck and had helped, you know, with this stainless steel I was telling you about earlier, after I did that, I went home, took a quick shower, drove my new used SUV down to Reagan National Airport. I'm a member of I'm a Go Wild Pass member on Frontier, and I needed to get out to Utah because we had three new temples that were up and running out in Utah, temples I hadn't been to. When you do this if you go to the temple twice a month, you do it for 7 years, minus a couple of years off for COVID, pretty soon you've been to all of them in the United States. And that's unusual. But that's the case that I find myself in these days. And the church is building them and bringing them online all the time. And so they just finished three more out in Utah. So I flew to Las Vegas on the Go Wild Pass with Frontier. That one-way flight was about $31, reserved seat, not standby. I got there about midnight. I just slept in the airport for about 5 hours because I needed to catch a shuttle bus at the airport at 6 a.m. that was going to drive me up into the southwestern corner of Utah, down by St. George, Utah. And the shuttle bus is going to drop me off there. Then I'm going to take a lift about 3 or 4 miles to one of our new temples called the Red Cliffs Temple. I'm going to go in there for about an hour. Then I'm going to come out, take a lift back to the shuttle stop, catch the next shuttle, which is going to take me 4 hours north up into Utah to Salt Lake City. I'm going to get off there at 7200 South. And at 6 o'clock, I'm going to go into another one of our new temples and spend a couple hours in there. Then I'm going to spend the night. The next morning, I'll be in Layton, Utah, which is another 30 miles north, to go to the Layton Temple. And that's at 9:30 in the morning. I go in there for a couple hours. I then take another lift back to the airport, and somewhere around 2 o'clock, I catch a flight back to Denver, from there back to Washington, D.C., and about 9:30 Saturday night, I'm back in Washington. So it's a 48-hour trip, but I visit three more new temples, and after doing that, there's only one now, and that's in Arkansas, Bentonville, Arkansas. There's only one that is in the entire United States that I have not been to. And every one of these is a spiritual highlight. And, you know, I don't know what you do for strengthening your spiritual life, but if you're a member of our church, they'll encourage you all the time, go spend some time in the temple. And so that's what I do. And it's a great thing to do, and it boosts your spiritual life. I will tell you this, when I was in the Layton Temple last Saturday morning, I come downstairs, and you have a lot of volunteer temple workers, they're called, that are inside, that are just kind of guiding people like me, you know, here, go here, here's the exit, here's where, you know, they kind of guide you through and just show you where to go. They assist you with anything you might need. Those folks have name tags on. And when I came down the stairs from this temple, and by the way, I learned how to spell taupe. The color taupe is spelled T-A-U-P-E. I asked one of the workers what this beautiful kind of purplish, brownish color of marble was that was on the steps as you walk up in the temple. It's this gorgeous, you know, marble that's there. And I said, what is that color? And she said, it's taupe, T-O-U-P. And I Googled it afterwards, and it's that's not how you spell it. It's T-A-U-P-E. But she got the color right. She just spelled it wrong. So I am walking down after spending a couple hours in there. I'm coming back down on these gorgeous marble steps, big wide steps, big staircases and stuff. And here at the bottom of the steps, there's a guy there with his name badge on, and his job is to, you know, show you which way to the men's dressing room, right? Well, this is my first time there, so I needed to be reminded of where the dressing room was. He showed me, and I looked at his name badge, and his name badge said John Pulver, P-U-L-V-E-R. That's not a common name. And I asked him right off the bat if he went to elementary school at the BYU lab school when he was a kid. And he said, yes. And I smiled at him and I said, I was your classmate. And I have not seen or talked to John Pulver in 58 years. But as soon as I said, I'm your classmate, and I told him my name, he just started to laugh. I started to laugh, and we started to just drop names like John Lewis and Greg Larson and others as we were talking back and forth about our former classmates. Now imagine that, 58 years I haven't seen this guy, but I recognized his name. I remember what he looked like as a kid, and here he is as a part-time volunteer going over to the temple to help people like me, you know, remember where the dressing rooms are when I come waltzing into town from Washington, D.C. I tell people all the time, people in our church who understand temples and what they're all about, I tell them all the time that temples bring families and friends together. That's what they do. And this is a perfect example. Here I am in Layton, Utah on a Saturday morning, and all of a sudden, I run into my elementary school buddy that I haven't seen in 58 years. That's just a great thing. And I loved it, and I thought it was a blast. So anyway, there's a little highlight of what I do to try and get some of the spiritual junk out of my life, so to speak, and build it stronger and better and give myself a little shot in the arm spiritually, like I get physically when I go out and, you know, load five refrigerators into a brand new truck, which I did yesterday, I guess it was. Anyway, we're going to take another break. We enjoy having you here on the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook. We are in traffic on kind of the eastern side of Washington, D.C. We got another 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, and another 23 miles to go to get back to this job site to finish this job. So we're doing great. The traffic's not moving very fast, and that's fine because I'm doing a radio show that goes out to 49 countries. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook. We'll be back after a quick break.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Doesn't he just have a great voice? That's our producer, Don Newsome. And if we put him and his brother, Doug, on the phone at the same time, you couldn't tell them apart. They're twins with twin voices and twin sets of talent. They're just really good media guys. And they are the founders of BBS Radio TV, which is the network that we broadcast on every week. And we've just had the most fun with them. I do have to tell, this is kind of a story for Don. He was kind enough. They a couple of months ago, they ordered a bunch of T-shirts, you know, BBS Radio T-shirts. They called me up and said, hey, what size are you? We want to send you a few T-shirts. They sent me like six, and maybe half of them were my size, and then I asked for a couple of other sizes. I gave one to a girl and her daughter, a girl that I've been dating down in Atlanta. And I had another one that was that I got for a 5-year-old girl in Atlanta who has a lemonade stand that was a guest on my show a few months ago. Her name is Love Moore, and she runs Love's Lemonade. She's a 5-year-old entrepreneur from Atlanta. I got her a T-shirt, and because she runs a lemonade stand, they sent me one in yellow. But then I have some customers who have been asking about shirts and other stuff, and sometimes when I go out and do work, I wear the BBS Radio T-shirt and just tell people that I do a radio show as part of my junk removal business. And I've run into clients that you know, collect T-shirts and stuff, and I've given them out. Well, last night, I'm over at our church Bible study group. There's a lady over there who's in her mid-60s and loves Donnie Osmond. Donnie is a member of our church. He's a worldwide, you know, known performer and a fabulous guy. He came out to Maryland to this MGM Grand Resort that we're going to go down by last August, about a year ago. And we took our Bible study group to his concert because it happened to be on a Wednesday night. Well, this lady loves Donnie Osmond and loves to listen to his music. And so we found out as a part of his tour, he has purple T-shirts from the tour. Purple is his favorite color. He's known for wearing purple socks all the time. You know, it's like Michael Jackson wearing a white glove. This guy just wears purple socks. And so I got her a T-shirt. It was like $40. I ordered her a T-shirt, took it to her on a Wednesday night, gave it to her. And she almost left her husband to come after me. She was so excited. I mean, she was just on cloud nine because she got this T-shirt. Well, here are some T-shirts from BBS Radio that they had sent me. And I took one down to her about a month ago and surprised her and gave her a second T-shirt. Well, last night we go to the Bible study class. And I'm wearing a BBS Radio T-shirt, and she's wearing her BBS Radio T-shirt. And we took a photo of the two of us wearing our BBS Radio T-shirts. And I've got to send that in to Don and Doug just to let them know that it's working. And she was, as soon as I saw her wearing that T-shirt, I thought, man, we got to get a photo of this. We're wearing the same shirt. So we did, and it was just a joy. So anyway, I can't say enough good about these guys and how well they treat me and our company for being on their network. And I would strongly encourage anybody that's interested in radio or using radio and or TV to get your message out to people, to contact these guys at bbsradio.com and ask for Don or Doug Newsom, and they'll take really good care of you. It's been a great experience for us. It's an awful lot of fun. They of course record the episodes that we do and then send us, they will post it, you know, 24 to 48 hours later, they will post it on their website. I can then download the audio file and add it to my podcast of the radio show. And then my podcast grows and, you know, more and more episodes are out there for the public to listen to. So it's a wonderful thing and it's an awful lot of fun, but I had to just coincidentally tell this story from last night because two of us in this crowd of 40 were wearing the same T-shirt. And it was a BBS radio T-shirt. A couple other thoughts that I'll just share with you. From the job we're doing today, we're cleaning out a shed. As you can imagine, there's a lot of metal stuff in there. We're separating the copper and the stainless steel and the wire from all of the nuts and bolts and toasters and axes and all of this stuff, and taking it to the scrap metal yard where we're going to make some extra money. We've already made $100 extra from that. We're also looking for items to sell. There are some 40-piece and 28-piece ratchet sets. There's a very old bike that is rusty and not in good shape, but it's a vintage kind of bike. I don't know how old it is, but you can Google it and look it up without a lot of trouble. So we set that aside. Anything that we sell for more than $20, the customer gets 35% back as a refund, and hence the name 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. So we're having a lot of fun with it. We're trying to raise the bar a little bit for junk removal companies around the country, and we're trying to give people a better deal than you would get if you just hired one of these expensive companies and then watched your stuff go down the road. It's been a lot of fun. I have to tell you also, it's kind of magical in our business when, and I guess this is what makes car dealerships, you know, work, is when you hop into a new car, or in our case, my case, a new truck, and you start driving it around, you feel like king of the world. Even though it's not yours, even though you're renting it, you're driving it. And people think it's yours. I took it to a place the other day, and right off the bat, a lady said, wow, that's a nice truck. I like your truck. And I, of course, just said, thank you. But it's a really wonderful thing, and it just puts a little extra bounce in your step. This particular truck has a crew cab behind me, which means it's extra room with seats going all the way across the truck. I could take this out of town and literally sleep in the middle of the truck on those seats if I wanted to with just a sleeping bag, and I'd be happy as can be and safe. And so we've been talking to a lady up in upstate New York, about 3 hours east of Rochester, who I'm just hoping will call me and say, hey, can you come up and clean out my garage? And to which I will say, yes, ma'am, and I will hop in this truck and head north and smile all the way to God knows where, New York. I can't remember the name of the city that she's in. We've got people in North Carolina that have been calling us, wanting to have us go down there and do a job. They just had a couple of deaths in their family, so they've postponed it temporarily. But I'm having so much fun with this truck, and it's the perfect size, and it runs perfect because it's a brand new truck. It only has about we just crossed over 5,000 miles on the truck. And it's just a delight. And it's making money for us. And that's what it's all about. So I'm just, I feel like it's Christmas every day all of a sudden because I'm driving this brand new truck and I don't have to pay for the upkeep on it. I don't have to pay to park it. I don't have to pay to replace the tires. I just pay to use it for a day. And then I have it all day to go out and try and make money with it, which so far has not been hard. So anyway, it just puts a little extra bounce in your step. I want to talk about three words that I commonly say to myself out loud after I come back from some travel adventure, you know, going to temples or most of the time going out to do work for other people around the country or whatever. Those are the words, I did it. And I will say that to myself, especially when I get back to my home and I walk in and I'm kind of taking my backpack off. You know, I just kind of naturally start to say, I did it. You know, I've gone all over the country doing jobs, hauling junk removal jobs, renting trucks locally, finding out where the dumps are, finding out where the Goodwill is, putting stuff up for sale in various ways. And the stories are just really fun stories. But I'm always thrilled when I get back home after going out on one of these trips because you never know for sure how it's going to work out. I'm not one of these guys who calls in advance and finds out, you know, where's the closest dump and how much is it going to cost and, you know, where do I rent the truck and all that kind of stuff. I just know that around the country, people have junk and they need to have a location to get rid of it. And the cities and counties will provide some kind of a landfill for people to do that. I also know that companies like Enterprise rent trucks all over the country. I also know that in any major airport, you can pretty much rent a truck, a pickup truck if you need one. And I've done lots of jobs with pickup trucks around the country. I also know that Goodwill is a national company. And I know that Salvation Army is a national company. So they're going to have stores and outlets all over the country. I just have to Google it when I get there to find out, you know, where are they and what are their hours, you know. And so doing what I do, as soon as I get my hands on a truck in one of these cities, I'm pretty much, it doesn't matter what city I'm in, I'm going to be doing exactly the same stuff that I do in the Washington, D.C. area 6 days a week. The GPS tells you where to go to find the house. You know, the stuff is in there. It's all different kinds of situations. It's like getting paid to go on a treasure hunt and to do it around the country. So in that vein, I think it was last Wednesday, I drove up to New Jersey, about a three-hour drive. When I go to New Jersey, I go north from Washington, D.C. I get on the New Jersey Turnpike, and then I usually go straight up into New York City or north to Boston or whatever. I've never really gotten off the Turnpike, turned right, and headed east towards the ocean. But I did last week, taking this truck up there to help a guy get some stuff cleared out. And it was just a delight. This is a guy who ran a campground, a public campground for many years. And after living in his home for about 20 years, he's moving down to Florida because a couple of his kids are down there. Most of his grandkids are down there. He's in a big home right now with just him and his wife, and they don't need a big home. So he's downsizing. And he called me to go up and basically empty out a bunch of stuff that's in his garage, which I was happy to do. I think it may have been the first job that I took this new truck on, but you can imagine driving 3 hours north was a joy. And then emptying out this garage, he didn't have a ton of stuff there to empty out, but it all fit in one load. In fact, it was less than one load. And then I just hopped back in the truck and drove back home. And when I got back home and I came in and unloaded my, you know, took off my backpack, I basically just sat down and kind of naturally and instantaneously said, I did it. And it's a great question to ask yourself, when's the last time you said that to yourself? When's the last time with joy and a little bit of surprise you said to yourself, I did it? And what was it you did that caused you to exclaim that to yourself? Now, if you haven't said that in a while, there's a possibility you may not be challenging yourself very much in some of the things that you're doing, or maybe you're not stepping outside your comfort zone very often, which is kind of normal. But in my business and in my life, I've just lived one of these lives where I love to take on a new challenge because that's where I learn. That's where all the growth is. That's where you make new friends. That's how you overcome obstacles, and your confidence just skyrockets, and your experiences in life skyrocket with it. And I think the more experiences you have where you come back and say to yourself, I did it, the better, more well-rounded person you are, and the wider your comfort zone is, because you keep putting yourself in positions where you're not 100% sure how you're going to get out of it, but you do get out of it, and it's a joy. It just works. So just ask yourself, think about this for a minute. When's the last time you said to yourself, I did it, and that you spontaneously, with joy, said that? And if it's been a while, or if you can't remember when the last time was you did that, I invite you to come up with some kind of a challenge or a goal or a plan or an adventure or something that you're excited about that you want to go do. And then go do it. And once you're done, say to yourself, I did it. Because that's why they call it self-esteem, not other people's esteem. It comes from yourself. It comes from inside. It comes from your heart and your mind. And you don't need it, and you don't need to get it from other people. It's self-generated. The more things you do that stretch your comfort zone and give you experiences where you overcame a challenge or you met a challenge head on and you came out victorious, the more times you can say, I did it, I think the more fun you're going to have in your life and the less junk you're going to have in your life. So we'll end on that note. I've got about another 13 miles to go, and we'll be back to finish up the last part of this job we're doing down in Fort Washington, Maryland. And when we're done, I'll probably say to myself when I get home tonight, I did it. But actually, with June with me, I'll say we did it. But it's another great day in the junk removal business in Washington, D.C. So tune in next week, Thursdays at 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll talk to you more about what's happened in the world of junk removal and the fun that just helping other people declutter theirs. Thanks again to BBS Radio. We'll see you next week on the Junk Refund Show. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.